What a legend. He has come back, which was a very busy 6 weeks for him. But Michael Davey, just completing a postie ride for PTSD, he's joining us live in the studio this morning. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Roddy. Hey, Abby.
How are you feeling?
I'm a little bit tired, but I'm also really excited. I'm on Power FM.
Well, you're in Power FM dressed up as Where's Wally?
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
I've just got back from a postie bike ride around Australia, and I rode every kilometre, all 14,500 k's around Highway 1 in my Where's Wally outfit.
Amazing. I bet you got a lot of beeps and toots and screams out the window.
I sure did, and people were filming me as they went past and meeting me in petrol stations, just dying to know what I'm doing in a Where's Wally outfit, where are we going, what's happening. And I just explained that I'm raising money for defence and veteran suicide prevention, and that there are 41 KIAs in Afghanistan, tragically, but even more tragically, almost 700 people who serve their men and women have taken their own life. So that breaks my heart, and want to do something about that.
So you've been fundraising the whole way. How's that all gone for you?
Yeah, really good. Just over 6 weeks, and we raised $35,000.
Oh.
So we're trying to get to 100 grand, and I've got to go through Tasmania, come back through the ACT, so I've covered every state and every territory. And I've got a letter that I'm going to deliver to Anthony Albanese.
Yep.
And I've carried it all the way around Australia on a postie bike. And of all places, in the far west of WA, right in the outback, in the middle of nowhere, I meet an SBS political journalist, Sarah Henderson. Yeah, and she learned about it, and she said, look, we'll cover that for you, so let me know when it's going to happen. And
amazing.
So that'd be pretty cool just to share with Anthony Albanese my concerns, because I'm ex-defence, and I suffered PTSD, and I almost committed suicide. So we're trying to call out to people, hey, don't make that mistake you can't come back from, even if you're not in defence, because you've got your whole life ahead of you. And suicide creates more problems than it solves, because the people you leave behind, they'll never recover.
100%.
So let's go back 6 weeks ago. Tell us about where you went to and what you got up to.
Yeah, look, I just got out of COVID, and so did my support driver. So we then left on the 21st of June and headed north. And I did 2,300 kilometres to get to Townsville, and my first postie bike blew up.
Oh no!
So I was so I lost $4,000 on that, and my only option was to buy a new one, which was $8,000. So I'm out of pocket $12,000. But if we save just one person's life, I think that's money well spent.
Absolutely.
So from there, I went to Cairns.
Yep.
And we've been having lots of radio and TV news interviews as we went.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was from west from Cairns, almost 4,000 k's to Broome, and there was this dirt section, like 500 k's of it, and it had corrugations like straight out of hell, these corrugations, and there was more rock on this road than a 70s music album. There was rock everywhere, and I got hit, and it was so challenging. But that's part of the journey, you know. We wanted it to be a challenge, and because I'd ridden a push bike around Australia for kids with cancer, and that takes 6 months. This is done in 6 weeks, and
crazy.
It was awesome to be able to get out there and just spread that word that, start a conversation, go with it, talk to a mate. Because we prefer you to lean on our shoulder rather than we have to go to your funeral next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
If that makes sense. So.
Yes, definitely. And so people can still help you fundraise?
Yeah, they sure can. I've got a website, a postie ride for the number 4, ptsd.com.au, and you get a tax deductible receipt. And we have a public Facebook group, a postie ride for PTSD. Join it, see vids, see lots of photos.
Awesome.
And be part of the journey with us. It'd be great to have you there.
And
so what's next?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I'm sure you've got something planned in that head of yours.
Yeah, look, next year we're going to go again, because we're trying to raise $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm either going to go on a push bike or back on the postie. And I've actually thought about the possibility of getting the Guinness Book of World Records involved.
Oh.
And we do a lap on Highway 1 and see how short a time we can do it in a safe way, of course, taking breaks every 2 hours and all that sort of stuff, and manage it properly. But, yeah, it'd be good to have them involved if that's something that we could do.
Yeah, awesome.
And Michael, I did hear, you spoke to me over the phone yesterday, you do a little bit of stand-up comedy.
Yeah, look, I'm not very funny, but when I'm going around Australia, I performed in pubs and caravan parks and stuff, and I say to people, if I can make you laugh, would you agree to make a donation? And everyone agrees, so they all put money in the bucket.
Awesome.
So it's just sort of fairly silly sort of stuff where I go, oh, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice is the best voice I've ever heard, and he should have had more roles in movies. Like, I would have loved to have seen him as Darth Vader in Star Wars. Can you imagine him in Empire Strikes Back? No, look, I am your father. Come to daddy, and I'll show you how to terminate the Emperor, the ugly butthead. My son said to me once, he said, "Dad, oh, I don't know. Geez, your auntie voice, is it that good?"
Oh, that's excellent. Make sure you go and support this great fundraiser. Michael Davey, thank you so much for your time this morning and congratulations of what you've done and achieved.
Thank you, Riley. Thank you, Abby. Appreciate your help.
And the Lifeline number again is 13 11 14. Please reach out if you do need to chat to someone.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.